Hey, you are going to love this conversation with Maria. So I love people that come on here to really just pour into you and like give you some wisdom and things for you to think about, right? Think about what you're thinking about. And Maria talks about the body and the soul and the spirit and all of that. And she talks about how your body, when it is going through things that it's going through, anxiety, maybe even like digestive issues, things like that, your body is not betraying you. It's informing you. So I cannot wait for you to dive into this episode because I believe she left a lot of gems and wisdom here, from the fact that she used to be an overeater to the fact when she was going through some stress and lost all this weight and was thin, and the spiritual journey she's gone through and all of that. And she leaves you with such practical and beautiful tips. So make sure you guys check this out, okay? This is Maria McAvey coming at you at Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited you're here. Guess what? You guys have hit over 100,000 downloads. I cannot believe it. I am so freaking excited. It was like 99,000 something something, and you guys put me on the map. So thank you so much for doing that. Also, the podcast is the top 1% podcast to listen to in the country, but that can't be done without you because you guys are the ones listening, subscribing, and watching and sharing and all of that stuff. You know how fun it is to watch all of the little share notifications come on? I am so excited. Thank you so freaking much. I just wanted to start there. I also want to let you know that I have an amazing human here. You know, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today we are going to be honored to have this luminary in the realm of transformation and embodiment. Her name is Maria Maxey. And Maria is not just a teacher. She's a beacon of change, holding prestigious certifications as a yoga teacher, a trauma-informed somatic therapy practitioner. Okay, say that real fast. She's an eating psychology coach, an NLP master practitioner. But beyond her credentials, she is also like the heart and soul behind the Empowering Align and Allow Women's Retreats. I love everything about her. She is kind. She is sweet. She has good energy. And Maria's journey is a testament to resilience of the human spirit. Okay. So I cannot wait to get in through this with her because we are here to prepare you, to enlighten you with what Maria shares with us on how to liberate yourself and create a life that resonates with you authentically. So get ready. Let's dive into this conversation, Maria. How are you? Welcome to Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. How are you doing?
Oh, I am lit up. I'm just like, I get to spend this time with you and that introduction anytime.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Do. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to play your intro. I'm so,
so fun. Grateful.
And so that just filled me up. I'm really excited to be here. I'm just so honored to be able to have this conversation with you, and congrats on the growth of your mission. You know, it's so huge,
so
and it
good.
Just shows that as humans, we really are wired to desire to grow and to expand and evolve. And mm-hmm. I know we'll get into it more, but that's really what I feel like is at the crux of who I am. It's just like this inherent need, even like a desire and a need to grow and evolve and to experience more of myself and more of life. So I'm really excited to be here and to just have that conversation with you and to just enjoy your love and your light.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You know, I really am glad we're talking today. I know we had met a couple of weeks ago. It was just such a beautiful conversation. Your energy is so good. Because, you know, people used to say to me, do you meet with people before the podcast? I do try to do that because I want to make sure that you align also with what, you know, what you want me to bring to the world, right? Because the truth is the podcast is built to highlight people. We have good humans on this earth. We have really good people that really just want to do good things, you know? And so, yeah, I can talk about culture. I can talk about politics. I can talk about all of that. But I think that's saturated with people already bullying each other enough. And so I want to do this work, right? This is the type of work I want to do. These conversations is the ones I want to have. And so before we get into all of the greatness of who you are, because you are phenomenal, I do want to know a little deeper, a little bit more about you. So tell me a little bit about you. Wherever you take us is where we're going, Maria. So go for it.
Yeah, I love this question because I feel like it can change day to day, right? And what's coming alive for me right now is like, who am I? It's like, I'm a free spirit. I'm someone who loves evolution. I feel so dedicated to liberation, to love. And that has shown up as different ways throughout my life. But I would say that I'm someone who is just like deeply enamored by and committed to the devotion of reconnecting to who I really am and to discovering truth. And that journey, you know, it's not always an easy one. Sometimes we need to face shadow, oftentimes, not even sometimes, we need to face the shadows or the challenges you know, the stuff from our life that has kept us from seeing the truth of who we are or kept us from being able to own what we really want and what we really desire. And so that's been a big part of my journey. So, you know, I grew up in quite a an interesting family dynamic, because it was very like rooted in how my father created stability and was very like just in the world doing his job, providing for us. And then my mom was going on this journey of reconnecting to her spiritual essence before we were born and brought in a lot of things like energy healing and meditation, free dance and books like around past lives and things like that. So I sort of had a balance, right? It wasn't both parents were in one. And so I feel like that really actually creates the bridge that I feel like I'm connected to, which is this ability to speak to what's happening in the reality in ourselves now in the tangible, and then also to stay connected to our soul, our spirit, our essence, and all these amazing tools and modalities that bring us into something that's unseen. But yet, once we go there, we know it is like so real and maybe even sometimes more real than that which we perceive around us. So, you know, that journey really set me up for where I am. But in between that were quite a few things. Like I struggled quite a bit with anxiety when I was young, but I didn't realize that was happening. You know, it's just like I started overeating, sometimes binge eating, emotional eating. Then that subsided and I got into dance, and that was so huge for me. I was always very intellectual, but dance and the arts just like filled my soul and felt like a way that I could express myself without the confusion of the right words. Right. And so throughout college, I actually went to college for dance, for choreography and performance. And in that season, a lot of my A-type plus personality and good girl syndrome of always wanting to get A pluses and do it right and be liked and do the most I could do, but yet even that wasn't enough, really led me to burnout, like complete adrenal fatigue. And what seemed like a virus probably was complete adrenal fatigue, where I lost so much weight, probably 30 pounds. I was 95 pounds. I was had a huge fever. I was in bed for a month, and I just pushed myself over the limit. And not long after, maybe about a year, I ended up with some symptoms in my gut, and it was what we would call IBS / ulcerative colitis, probably both. And that deepened this insecurity around my body, but also now brought on the fear of food. So I was in this dance of like, now I'm afraid of food. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I don't trust my body. And yet the only way that I really knew how to soothe by that point was with food. So it was this very, very tense dance of like, I'm afraid of this thing and I don't want to have to have it, but I also use it to soothe my anxiety, soothe my stress, soothe my fear. And, you know, longer story short, that just took me, it took me on quite a ride for a couple of years, but in time I was like, this can't be about just my body. There has to be something deeper going on. And it started to bring up all these insights around what I didn't know then, but the nervous system, and are we in a sympathetic stress dominance? Are we parasympathetic and in rest and digest? And I was not in that state. But what I started to realize was when I was around people or in places where that rest and digest place was happening, something would shift in my digestion, and it had nothing to do with what I was eating. So I was like, okay, this must be mental. This must be emotional. And later on, eating psychology, and now through a longer path of a lot of study and a lot of introspection, it was also so spiritual. So really what I guess I'm getting to saying is that I feel like I'm here to not only for myself, but to then share that well-being and health And being in alignment with our soul's purpose is really about the unification of the body, the mind, the emotion, and then that creates the vortex for the heart to open and the soul to come in for us to really be in alignment with ourselves, right? And so it's a unity. And I really believe that when we access that, when anyone taps into all of those and aligns them, that we see things like anxiety, depression, health issues, and challenges in our relationships and frustration with our job. I believe that we see those fall away. And I've seen it with myself, and I've seen it with clients that I've served and women who come to retreats. So that's who I am. And that's part of my journey.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Right. Because I mean, you talked about a lot of like moments in your life where you had to have a shift, and you kind of went over really quickly on the beginning part where you said, you know, I used to eat for emotional well-being, and I used to, you know, I used to be very stressed. I used to eat for that. I used to overeat. So what was that moment for you though? I know that you got into dancing, but you said, I got through that part. What does that mean when I got through that part? What is that part?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Got through the part of recognizing, like really having those insights around this stuff that's going on with my body and is more than my body. Like my body is not actually trying to punish me. It's trying to talk to me.
Right.
And so this is the concept of psychosomatics, meaning like what's showing up in the body has a root in the psyche. And so what got me through that was a lot of self-inquiry, a lot of noticing, like I moved to New York after being in college and fell in love. And so all of a sudden being in love and sharing meals with someone and living more started to also reduce the symptoms I was having. And around the time I found the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, and basically what the whole premise is about there is like these challenges that we have with food, with body, with the way we talk to ourselves, with our confidence, and especially symptoms of, let's just stick with food, right? Whether it's inability to digest or upset stomach or knots in our stomach or IBS or anything, it's a spiritual guidance that's coming online to help us reconnect to ourselves. And so that was the bridge that allowed me to overcome the challenges that I was in and to start to peel back from feeling like my body was betraying me and like I was doing something wrong, and transition into listening to what was happening and getting curious. So I feel like that's really what shifted. And then that getting curious is what opened me to realize, wow, I have a ton of suppressed emotion in my gut. And so often that is what's happening in that region of the body, suppressed fear, suppressed rage, suppressed, it can be a number of things, and it's going to be individual for every person on their path. But yeah, I really realized like, holy shit, I've been suppressing so much emotion and ignoring myself, you know?
Yeah. So that's, we don't even know that we do that. We don't even know that we do that. Right. We just, it becomes just a habit pattern that we end up having where we're, you know, suppressing certain feelings or not even acknowledging them. I was just having a conversation with a woman yesterday who was telling me like, you know, I want to do this so badly, but I'm scared. And I said, what do you do when you're afraid? She goes, well, you know, I'll go cook or I'll go do laundry. I said, so why don't we try this? Pause and sit with that fear for a second. Find it and locate it in your body. Why is it feeling that? What is that about? Question it. Don't just, she goes, oh, but it's so bad. I said, well, that's the problem is we always think that fear, anxiety, worry, depression is bad. Why isn't it just is? Maybe it just is. And then we need to start from there. It just is. It's there. Let's acknowledge. It doesn't have to be good or bad. It's there. Why is it there? Let's start to dig into that. Like you were just talking about that self-discovery, right? And it's fascinating to me. I've been in personal development for a few years. So it's fascinating to me how many people still are struggling with those things, right, Maria? I mean, that's why you do the work that you do, because there's so many people still in need of finding that soul's purpose, like you said, right? Mm-hmm. So let's dig into that a little bit. Soul purpose can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about soul purpose or somebody, you know, starting this journey while they're listening to you right now, where do you begin to find soul purpose or purpose at all?
Yeah, such a great question. And could I speak to something that you said about the emotional part first?
Yeah,
I feel like what I want to just add into that, which I'm sure you've discovered too, is that there's a really intelligent mechanism going on as to why people don't want to feel those feelings that labeled as bad, right? And so it's just having compassion for ourselves. If like anyone's listening is like, I don't like to sit with fear. It's like, it's not a problem. It's actually an intelligent response likely that was developed at a very young age, right? Usually between the ages of 0 and 7 is when that imprinting happens. And so depending what was going on in our lives or in our home or like the emotional nature of our parents and what kind of emotional environment that created, was it safe? Was it not to express myself, to be in the space, to have emotion, to be who I was, you know, any of those things then create an intelligent response to start to suppress if we realize, oh, no, that's not okay. Or there's not space for me. Now, the work that is now I'm going to lead into what you asked, the work then becomes to actually, to your point, which is so beautiful, to invite people to sit with like, let's just sit with what is. And oftentimes we have an experience of an emotion coming up and then we're like, oh, nope. So we push it back down. And really what that emotion wants to do is just fulfill its loop. And once it's done, it's complete. And again, if we don't have the emotional intelligence or haven't grown up with information around that, it's understandable that we'd be like, oh, that feels uncomfortable. Let me just put it away. But what the mind doesn't realize is like in that moment, it's actually going to be okay. Right now, we can actually hold ourselves, or we can find a space where someone can give us a space of comfort and support for us to simply have the emotion without intellectualizing it. And so what I'm alluding to is like, if we're sitting with a lot of unprocessed stuff in our body and in our being, it can be pretty difficult to be like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Because the body being is asking us to just like look back, resolve. And usually our purpose, I believe, comes out of the life that we've lived so far. And usually out of the stuff that was really challenging, right? Like the stuff that contrast and rub and friction. So if I'm not willing to look at that, if I'm not willing to look at stuff that was really uncomfortable, then I might be in a frustrated state of like, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. And I just want to find my purpose. And then I'm going to take this course to find my purpose and this course to find my purpose. But if they're not going into like, let's just be with what's here now. And let's look at like the little girl or the little boy in you and like what needs they had or what was hard or what you learned or any of that. Because what happens when we go there is wisdom comes online, right? Because there's a version of us that was always there, I believe, and a version of us now that then can look at that situation and be like, whoa, I guess maybe what I was being prepared for was how to, for example, really get curious about effective communication. If I had a family that just didn't know how to do it, or maybe my purpose here is to support other, I'll speak for myself. When I first started with the coaching aspect was to support women who feel so distraught with their relationship with food. Right. But that didn't come out of me being like, bing, I had a great idea. I know what my purpose is. It came out of like suffering. And I have no doubt. And I know from the little bit that we talked about, you're so on your path and on your purpose because you went into the stuff. You were willing to sit with the stuff that isn't so convenient, isn't always pretty, takes guts, takes courage, literally, and yet is the very thing that gives us the capacity to then look at life and look at the impermanence of it all and also start to question, like, this must have been for something, or I must be here for something bigger. How can I utilize what occurred in my life to support other people, right? To be of service. And literally that could be anything. There's no better trade. I don't believe if someone, for example, if I'd gone into being a chef because I wanted to create beautiful food for people after feeling afraid of food, that's a beautiful purpose. Maybe I just want to do it for my friends. Maybe I just want to do it for my partner. Maybe I just want to do it for myself. There's no better purpose. There's not a hierarchy there. It's just what feels really satisfying and doesn't even have to be out of our challenges, but likely has had some influence. So I believe you need to be able to look at that to some degree.
Yeah. 100%. I agree with that 100% because it's that saying, right? Hindsight is 2020 and 2020 is clear vision, right? And 2020 is vision that's not impaired. And so if you can stand in the place that you are today and look and thank that situation, because you would not be who you are without that situation, right? So even the ugly situations, right? So I know that, you know, for someone like me who's been through a lot of trauma and had to heal from a lot of trauma, some stuff still comes up, right? And when it does, I have to look at it and go, okay, how do I thank this thought, this remembrance, this feeling? Thank it for what it is has developed me to who I am today. And then you let go, forgive, and let go of the rest, right? Because you can't keep holding on to the weights either, because it's harder to move forward with the weights. But what you said makes so much sense. And I think it's what people need to do that soul journey we were talking about, right? Because if in order for you to even know like who you are today, you have to know who you were yesterday, what you were then, and who are you developing to be. And you take all of those weapons that you've had in the past, the ones that forged you into the sharp instrument you are today, and then you go ahead and you cut your path through the rest of it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's absolutely beautiful work that you're doing, and I want to get into that now. Like, what is it that you're doing with are you only working with women right now?
So predominantly women, yeah. Once in a while I do have, you know, someone of the male body like come and desire to work together, and it works too. I think that predominantly like I have an experience in a female body, you know, yeah, as a woman in the world and with a lot of the things that can come up for women. So that tends to be the most resonant. And it's also where I feel like I can deeply serve on some of those topics that mm-hmm. we share across that lived experience. And yeah, there's a few men that I've worked with, and it's all so beautiful. So whoever feels called to this is really like, I'm never going to be like, nope. You know what I mean?
No, I totally get that. Yeah. I'm in that point in my life too, where I have men are like, they're texting me or emailing me like, Neen, really? Just for women? It's like, seriously, what about me? You know? And I'm like, all right, at some point, I have to intertwine the two, especially if men, because men are coming at this now with wanting healing in their life, with wanting to do something different in their life, right? So it is a beautiful thing. But I want to talk about you and what you're doing. So let Maria take us on what that journey is for you. So if there's a woman right now listening, because a lot of my audience is almost split. It's like 55% women, the rest men. So it's really great because you're having the ears of both. And what I'd like to know is somebody who's listening right now saying, you know, I really jive with Maria and her story. It's almost identical to my story and I need to move forward. How do they work with you? What is that journey look like? What are they doing when they work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a pretty creative spirit in essence. So it can show up in different containers, meaning I do women's groups. I do one-to-one work, and then I do retreats, right? Mm-hmm. But the way to, I guess I would synthesize this, because that could really depend on what the depth someone's looking to go, or the intimacy they're wanting to have around that experience. I'll frame it as like, what is the general arc that I am offering, which is, right, first to come back to the body and the sensations, right? And it's like debunking this thing that it's scary to connect to the body or to feel any sensations or emotions, and just really developing like the awareness that like, oh, my body's communicating to me, and this is actually safe to listen to, and there's so much insight here, and then it turns into wisdom, and we develop more of a capacity to be present with ourselves, mm-hmm. right? So if we have tendencies of, you know, habits with food or social media or other kind of substances, or putting our attention in everyone but ourselves, or working all the time, then there's an indication that there's something that feels like, oh, I don't know if I can be just here with myself. So that's really a first step. And it goes pretty quick because our body is like on our team. It really is. And and it's prime directive. One of the prime directives of the unconscious mind is not only to store our emotions and memories, which at any point when we say, hey, I'm ready to release this, it's willing to release what's not serving. And it also stores the blueprint for our optimal health and our optimal well-being and our dreams. Like it holds all of that. So we start there. And then the process there goes into, like I just referenced, working with the unconscious mind. So through the methodology of NLP, I get to use a beautiful tool called mental emotional release that has been studied through and through, and a book has been published on it, and its effectiveness to release the charge of negative emotions that have turned into baggage. So what that means is fear in the context of, like, I'm crossing the street and a car is coming really fast and my body goes, oh no, get off the street, is healthy fear. Fear that is running in my system all the time or comes up in situations that seem like inappropriate or unwarranted, meaning like, why was that reaction so big, tends to be baggage. And that's what you were talking about. We carry this stuff with us and we get heavy and it feels harder to move forward and it feels like we're stuck. So that methodology supports in clearing the emotional baggage and also the limiting beliefs and any parts that are in conflict. So if we have this thing in us that's like, part of me wants to go for my dreams, part of me wants to stay here, and that dance is always happening, that tug of war, there's resolution that can be created there. And then the third step is that I don't align. At that point, this person is really aligned with what I believe is the spirit, one's energy, one's knowing, like, this is my idea, this is my inspiration, this, I know my vision, and supporting them on that journey to fulfill on that. And what I find so often with beings, and I'll speak specifically with women, is so often the women I work with have an inherently beautiful creative essence. They're so creative. And when they release prioritizing other people or what I should do or what I think will make me money or what's a good idea or, you know, all of these other things, all of a sudden it's like, you're a creative, brilliant being. Look at this. And they just ride that wave of feeling clear and ready to move forward. So that's the arc, that's one-to-one retreats, the Align Allow Women's retreats that I host with my business partner, Lindsay, one-to-one coaching or group work, you know, so it's all woven into that arc.
That's beautiful. No, that's really, really beautiful. And I think that's something that I'm finding more important, I guess, because, you know, social media is out now, right? So we're putting a lot of this stuff out there. And I think people are more willing now, I think, to receive that kind of a message than they were, let's say, 10 years ago. That's a good thing, right? And so I like that you're working with them at different capacities. So if they need the one-on-one, that's one work. If they need group, that's one work. But they also have the retreats. Do you mind speaking a little bit about the retreat and what that's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the retreats, the Align Allow Women's retreats, they're centered around women's embodiment and empowerment. We actually have our next one coming up in March and in Bali. So excited. So it's really all about the woman reclaiming her connection to herself by coming back home to her body and really finding that genuine adoration for herself, activating her voice, because this is something that is so huge around, like, expressing our desires, our wants and our needs. And I think for me, at least, continues to be ongoing. Like, I haven't arrived at, like, the crux yet. And so we find that it's so, so influential to spend time in connecting to the body and the voice. And then what happens is, through explorative movement, through connection in sisterhood and circle, and through cultural experiences, and through somatic breath work, and through energy healing, and the way that we fuse our modalities, it's all really focused on the whole being, right? And allowing each woman to come online and be celebrated. And what I love about our retreats is, like, every woman's authentic expression comes through, and everyone celebrates it. And you just find this place where no one's trying to be like anybody else. And they, to witness women be like, oh, it's safe to be myself and I can be myself here. And this is who I am. And I thought she was gone, but she's here. And, like, just all of these different moments are exceptional. Yeah. So it's something that I'm so proud of. We're so proud of, and we're so fueled by, and honestly are, like, in bewilderment around the fact that, like, this is what we get to do. And it
is
beautiful journeys, right? Like, my business partner and I, we've gone through deep seasons of, like, not being connected to those parts of ourselves, but found that path forward. And so to be able to share that and to hold the space for it, and also to learn from the women who show up. There are women in their 50s, 60s that come, and we get wisdom from them. And, you know, women in their early 20s, and they are so wise too, and they're going through something, but we can also see ourselves in them and just be like, you're doing it. You're so doing it.
Yeah. So, it really is a good
experience.
Yeah. That's so good. And, you know, I think, it's something that's so needed, because we do, especially if someone's listening to this and they're like, in leadership or entrepreneurial, you know, journeys and stuff like that. And a lot of times what happens is we do start taking on other people's identities instead of our own. And so to be able to break that down for them and then for them to see, wow, but I actually love knitting, or I love cooking, or I love, you know, working with animals, or I love whatever that is that you've suppressed and pushed to the side because you had to do it this way, act mm-hmm. this way, set up this system, you know, is sometimes, you know, I think we feel like at the moment when somebody's telling us what to do, it's empowering, but it also can be very disempowering because you start feeling anxious and worried and you're not aligning with anything and you feel very confused. And I want all of you who are listening to know that this is natural and it is a process. And it's also beautiful because you're going to be able to look back, like me and Maria spoke about earlier, and look at it in your 2020 sight and say, you know, I tried this methodology. It didn't work for me because I wasn't aligned. And I tried this one and I tried this one. So let me find me. And now none of that knowledge is wasted. None of it is wasted because it showed you something, helped you somewhere, built up something, right? And so I love that you're doing that, Maria. And I love that you are, you know, really invested in who they are as an individual, as opposed to you coming here and saying, no, you do it this way. This is your roadmap. This is how you'll do it. This is what you'll succeed in. You're saying, no, let's discover who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? What you're bringing to the world, what your essence is, and that's where the magic starts. And that's how you start to align, right? That's yeah. gorgeous.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. Like we all have the answer inside. And yeah. what you spoke to, that path of like, okay, let me try this on. And now I'm this, now I'm that. I did that, especially yeah. getting into the coaching industry, like more full time. I was like, oh, I need to be like this and I need to do these things. And then I was like, because there's so much, and a lot of it can be helpful, but I wasn't filtering it through who Maria is and what lights Maria up. And so it got to this point where I was like, oh no, every time I do a training, I'm like, this is who I need to be and this is how I need to do it. And then finally, in the last, honestly, it's been like a bridging, but in the last year, I was like, it was coming online. I was like, oh, I get to do all of these things in the way that I do it. And it's going to make sense because if I'm aligned with it and I'm listening to the truth inside myself,
yeah,
then it makes sense. And then I'm fulfilled yeah. and then I can speak about it versus feeling like I'm cutting off a part of myself to deliver on something. Right. And so to that point, like, yeah, every one of us has everything we need inside. And we also have the answer, and our authentic contribution is exactly what the world needs, not another version of the person that we admire, even though that's awesome. We can, what do we admire about them? Okay, now how right. can I do that and who I am right. and who I'm going to be? Yeah.
Right. Oh, I love this, Maria. You're so freaking smart. So you're not only like connected spiritually, you're freaking intelligent. Like you're smart, you're wise. You bring like this connection of the analytical you with also the empathetic you, you know, like I'm saying, Maria, you're beautiful. You're absolutely beautiful. I love your spirit. I love your soul. I love your intelligence. I love all of that. And I know that my audience is a very smart audience. I speak to them often, you know, like they are really on it. Right. And so because they're on it, I don't insult them with bringing on guests that talk down to them or, you know, any of that. I talk to people like you, right? That makes them shift their thinking, think about thinking of something differently. Like, how do I get on this woman's retreat? Like, what do I do here to connect with myself? And maybe I need to start thinking about what I'm thinking about, right? So awesome. I'm so glad you came on. I'm so glad you chose Straight Talk to share a message. So before I let you go, though, I do want the audience to know how to connect with you, because that's what we're here for, right? Like they listen to all of this, they're going to want to know how to connect with you. So give us that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me and everything you just said. Like, I'm drinking it up and I'm so grateful. It's the greatest compliment and honor. Aww. And really, you are brilliant and intelligent, and you're such an anchor of empowerment, and I really highly respect that. So with being able to connect, the best ways are just my site, mariamaxay.com, or Instagram. It's the first and last name, Maria Maxay, on Instagram. And you know, Nina, if anyone reaches out to me and says, hey, I listened to the podcast with you and Nina, and I just feel really called to reach out. I would love to offer 30 minutes of like a complimentary breakthrough body-based coaching experience where if they bring anything that is coming up for them, we can explore it through the methodology that I use. And again, that would just be a gift for being invested, for listening, for having the interest in creating that bridge for themselves and being on the journey. So I will offer that and just say that if anyone reaches out and says, hey, I listen to you on the podcast, I will offer that. I'll send the link and we can connect in that way.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for, like just honoring my guests too with that offer. And thank you for, being willing to tell us like what you've been through, right? What the trauma you've been through and how you got through that and why you're doing what you're doing today. And the fact that you get to do it today, which is really cool. So I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So cool. Guys, thank you guys for hanging out with us. I told you that you would love her, right? I mean, hello, I know what I'm doing. Make sure that you guys like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. But make sure you follow Maria as well. I'm going to link her information below. And I want you to really think about, what does this mean, right? To work with somebody like Maria and the fact that she will, really be on this soul journey with you, because a lot of us are really disconnected and we're a little bit, disjointed, trying to find our way through this logical world or trying to find our way through this crazy ass world, let's be real, and try to find ourselves in the process. So I introduced you to Maria. So make sure that you guys go ahead and connect with her. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for the 100,000 downloads. And thank you for making me the top 1% podcast to listen to in the country. You are freaking awesome. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.